This is the University of Texas car wrecks seminar, and there's no bigger car wreck case generally than a car wreck involving an 18-wheeler or even a box truck. The damages go up exponentially when you have something weighing as much as 60,000 pounds crunching a Yugo or a Volkswagen Beetle, assuming those are still on the road, and injuring and maiming and the carnage on the roads those cause. So our next topic is a very important one, commercial vehicle accidents, and we've got two excellent lawyers to speak on it. We have Greta Breaker here, and Greta, come on up, Greta. We'll let you choose your side. I think William's on his way.
Yeah.
Greta practices in Odessa, Texas. She's a member of the American Board of Trial Advocates, which is a member-only, invitation-only membership association of trial lawyers on both sides of the docket. She's board certified in personal injury trial law. She's been very much involved over the years, and I know Greta through this way, through the Texas Trial Lawyers Association. She's been on the executive committee and a member of the board of directors. So please give a round of applause to Greta Breaker. And she's handled lots of commercial truck crash cases, so she knows what she's talking about. We have on our way here Mr. Tolles, and here he is. With a flair for the dramatic entrance, William. William Tolles. William, I've known William many years. We've had cases against each other, and we've been involved very much in American Board of Trial Advocates together. He is a recipient of numerous awards. D Magazine, one of the best lawyers in Dallas. He is a member of the American Board of Trial Advocates, just like Greta is here. Invitation-only membership of trial lawyers on both sides of the docket. He is a fellow of the American College of Trial Lawyers. That's an invitation-only national group of trial lawyers that he's been invited to become a member of, and he is, and also the International Society of Barristers. And he practices, William does, on the defense side. And I've had car crash cases with William over the years. And so please welcome William Tolles to the group, and now you're going to hear from both of them.
Hi, so William and I put together a presentation, and it really is just kind of a very broad overview of commercial vehicle cases. So when we're talking about commercial vehicle cases, we're talking about not only 18-wheelers, but company-branded vehicles or vehicles that are owned by a company. So out where I live, out in West Texas, really almost every oil field employee has been given a truck by some sort of company. So that's what we're also talking about here today. You've all heard that juries really value commercial cases, and really you can get bigger value in commercial cases, 18-wheeler cases. And from a plaintiff's perspective, it really is, why is that? Plaintiffs, people in communities, jurors have expectations that if you're giving the keys to a company vehicle, that you have hired someone who is safe to drive that vehicle, and that you have an expectation, you and your family on the roadway, that these people are driving safely, aren't going to tailgate, aren't going to be speeding, are paying attention and driving responsibly. And then people have expectations that companies are actually monitoring what their employees are doing, and that the employees are doing everything they can to prevent crashes and not probably engaging in bad behavior that's going to make a crash likely. And then also, I think a big driver is out where I am and picking juries. I picked a jury in April, and 90% of my voir dire panel, they had all been in a serious car crash. So where I live, there are car crashes everywhere. That's another driver. So if you have, a company vehicle involved in a crash, that's going to make a jury mad out of my area.
Yeah, and just to kind of echo what Greta was saying, we're talking about this beforehand. I practice in Dallas, and if you're driving through Dallas on billboards, in the newspaper, you see ads from firms and see commercials on TV as far as verdicts. And when you're picking a jury, these are people that are not scared at these large numbers. And you couple that with it's a commercial vehicle, you know, like Greta was saying, either an 18-wheeler or some type of vehicle that's in a fleet of cars for a corporation.